Hello everyone, it is just coming up for 4 a.m. and it's turned very windy again. I can feel a draft on the landing and I was really tired when I came to bed and excuse me, I've got a bit of a sore throat. I fell straight to sleep about 11:30 and then I woke up and it was 12:22. I was so fed up. I've been awake ever since. I've been listening to people's audio boos. And I'm going to go down in a minute when Obi's alarm goes off, which is at 4, which is any minute now. And I know he's up. I'm going to go down and start putting the rubbish out because we needed to put some, here we go, some rubbish out. Darling. Have you pressed the snooze button?
No.
You getting up now then? I want to get up. When you get up, I'm going to get up because I want to go and put the rubbish out. I didn't want to get out when you... We'll do it when you're in bed because it's creepy out there. It's so windy. Go downstairs when you get up, or you won't fall back to sleep, will you? No, I will, but I just. Alright, I'll go downstairs and I'll come back up in a few minutes to see if you're awake, alright? I'm just gonna. I want to get rid of those boxes this week, otherwise, there's going to be a backlog. I should have done it last night, but I wanted to get to bed early because I thought I'd go to sleep, and I did sleep for nearly an hour, but I woke up and that was it. It's a bit of a pain, really. It's turned really windy again. And there's all this banging out the front. I think things are getting blown around. Whoops. Just getting some things to take downstairs. How can I manage all these cups? Are you awake? Divi?
Mm-hmm.
You're awake, aren't you? Okay. I'm going carefully because these stairs are... Yeah, that was the airing cover banging because of the wind. Because they are spiral stairs and they can be a bit difficult. And I've got my hands full. That's it, I'm down. That's my grandfather clock that doesn't work. Well, the mechanism works, but the chimes don't work because they got damaged in my fire 2 years ago, which is rather unfortunate. Now, these cups are for the dishwasher, so I think I'm going to put the radio on and see what the news is. I've had the radio on all night, but it was quite quiet, and I was listening to people's audio booms. So I actually haven't heard anything that was on there. Now I've been listening to... I had a load of booze in download, so I've listened to some of those. I've got some left, but one of them's got a lot of parts to it. That's Val Zatrine's visit to the parrot rescue place. So I do want to listen to that, so that's still in my downloads. But, I also listened to all Claire Randall's Cadbury's World ones, which I found really interesting. It sounded like a really fun day out, and it was taught me things I didn't know, which probably isn't difficult to be fair. Sorry about the rustling. That's my takeaway, Obi's takeaway bag from the Morley's chicken shop. Because going to pick up the rubbish today. I don't really like having a backlog, because the way they do it, they pick up cardboard and food waste every week, and then every other week they take plastic 1 week, which is plastic, glass and tins, cans. They're taking them this week, and I've got two boxes full of them. They're plastic boxes. Everyone gets one, but someone dumped a broken one in our garden when we were away after the fire. And, it's raining. Not a lot. Actually, it's that very heavy drizzle that makes you get wet. These cardboard are not wet. Trips yet, and it's horrible out here. I know it's pitch black, although I can't see, because we put our clocks forward for the weekend, and it's technically only 3 o'clock, but I just had a bird singing, they get confused. I don't even think I put the kitchen light on. I didn't. I don't need it, actually, but... All right, so that's that. Now I've got to do the next trip. In that little short time, my hair got really wet. More cardboard. And plastic, and more plastic. Cardboard. And that's all, everything from up there, I think. And I've just got to come back for the food waste. I've got some boxes upstairs from my dialysis bags, fluid bags, so I really need to get them down to 3 of those. I'll make myself some chamomile tea. Shut up, I really need to oil that door. Phone, it's got a cover on it, but yeah, it's over there somewhere to my left. Oh, that sounds awful. I'm sorry, that sounds worse than my stomach. Oh, I put it in the wrong pocket again. If I get gurgling in my stomach, which I have a bit, I'm sorry it came up in the last book, because Gwen Cleanne said she heard it, and I knew she would, or I knew somebody would, because it's in my left-hand pocket, and where my stomach goes, it's always on the left-hand side. I put it in the right-hand pocket, and I just changed it. Just taking the food on. The food waste bin needs washing out, because it gets, like, condensation under the plastic. It's a small plastic bin with a lockable handle. Oh, I found some more plastic, anyway. And we have special biodegradable food waste bags that go inside it. I think they're green in colour. I can't see, but... I believe they are, and you put all things like apple cores, eggshells, leftover bits from dinner and stuff like that in there. And then we've got a big bin, which is the same, but it's just bigger. Outside, when the bag is full, you just come and put it in this bin. It's got a handle to lock it. Unlock it. I'm going to lock it now. That stops it being opened by things like foxes or dogs. Very, very fine drizzle that makes you shut up. Very wet. Okay. I'm going to put the kettle on for my tea now. So I'll put you up over here so you're not right next to it. I'm just going to put a few bowls, a few plates from our dinner. Was just a takeaway. Obi had some ice cream, so I was his bowl afterwards to put in the dishwasher. Sure, this is really riveting. Yeah, anyway, after Claire Randall's Cadbury's Booze, I listened to a load by Val Zetrine about putting her shopping away, which I found really interesting because I think there's four of them, four students that live together, and I was really impressed at how organised they seem to be with having each person having, you know, different tasks and stuff, and they just did their month's shopping, and a lot of it was frozen, prepared food, because obviously they're students and they don't really have time to do cooking and stuff, and I was just interested to hear the different sort of things that are available, because I suspect we can get some of them here, but I don't very often buy, I mean, I buy a few things like oven chips and stuff like that, and pizzas. Don't really buy a lot of stuff that's already made, because to feed four, three men, it would work out pretty expensive. I mean, I've got three hungry men, well, my two sons and my husband, and my husband is always saying this thing, I don't know whether it's an African proverb or what, a hungry man is an angry man, and I don't really want three of them stomping around throwing tantrums like a load of women with PMS, thank you very much. So I tend to try and buy stuff and make it. I mean, sometimes I buy the prepared sauces, like if I make spaghetti bolognese, I'll obviously just buy the meat, the spaghetti, all the onions and everything which I have to prepare, and then sometimes I will buy a jar of salt and just mix it in, just for quickness, because of my health issues, sometimes I do get tired. I've got some milk out of the freezer, defrosting here, but it's not, it's refrosted enough to go in the fridge yet. Now I've just got to quickly wash out this waste bin, because it actually needs to dry before I can put another bag in it, and I've run out of kitchen paper to dry it with. It doesn't really need much of a washout, just a bit of a rinse, just to make it smell fresh and get rid of like the condensation you get from the plastic bags. Sometimes if you put something in there hot, it actually smells of African food. Now I don't know why, because I haven't thrown any African food away, but it might be the scrapings off someone's plate. Because the other night we had jollof rice and the night before last in moi moi. It was very nice. I didn't make it. A lady makes it locally. She runs a business making food at home for people. I don't even know if that's legal in this country, but I'm not going to grasp it. I don't believe in all that stuff. She's not doing us any harm. We've had fava before and it's fine. We don't go down with any nasty bugs or anything. So obviously she has to make sure that everything's okay, because if it's her business, that's her bread and butter and also her reputation. So I'm just going to leave that to dry a minute. Now I'm going to put the kettle on for my tea. I'm really thirsty because we had fish and chips last night, and it's, oh, I've got these bottles that I brought down. Take them in a minute. One of them's like a drum that has alcohol wipes in that I use when I'm cleaning the surface when I'm doing dialysis. That's that. And the other one is a squash bottle that I fill with water and have by my bed, but every so often I change it and get a new bottle. I've just taken a new one up, so that can go now. Right, I'm thirsty. I'm going to get a drink of water and eat the rest of that pepper that I started earlier, I think. Yeah, so it was interesting hearing the sort of things that are available. And some of them sounded really nice. I mean, I'm not a meat eater, but anything that doesn't have meat. There are a few things that I think sound really nice. I do eat fish. Everyone else here eats meat.
Quite a grisly sight. They found the remains of one Indonesian woman.
Let me put this kettle on. Charming. I don't know what they're talking about, but it doesn't sound very pleasant. Okay, chamomile tea. Here we come. I've just got the boxes to bring down, and when I go up, I'll see if I can awake, because I'll have to bring those down in several stages. They're big boxes, and I've got to flatten them to put out. They're just taped underneath, and all you do, you don't have to. He gets a knife and cuts them up when he does it, and I say, why do you waste your time doing that? All you need to do, I can do it with my fingernails. All you need to do is pull the sellotape up that holds the bottom of the box together. You can just pull that off, you can just unfold it and flatten it. It's the easiest thing in the world. He gets a big red knife. Men have to sometimes
make things more difficult for themselves, I think, and they like to, to think they're doing something really difficult, but that is dead easy. You don't need to go through that length. It's wrong. I'll wash this pepper early, so... So lovely. It's a sweet one, like red or yellow. I think it might be red. I'm trying to go to the shop today and get a bottle of squash because I can't be without anything, something fruity. I don't think they sell fruit, and I wouldn't buy it from there because they're probably not very fresh, but shelf items are fine. We once bought a bottle of milk, and it was just a pint of milk. It had about a week's date on it. Put it straight in the fridge, and the next day it was off. So I joked and said, to save money, they probably turn their fridges off at night, but maybe they do. Who knows? No one would know, would they? They couldn't do that with the freezers, but... Oh, I haven't got it up high enough. So I don't fancy anything fresh from there. Anything out the fridge. It's a little corner shop. This is a regiment largely made up of indigenous Australians who patrol its vast northern frontier. So it's not that far, but it's not really near enough to be convenient. But it's the nearest shop. There's one other one that might be a bit nearer, which I've never been in. It's really tiny. And I fancy things out there even less. I don't think there's much in the distance anyway, to be honest. Official engagement, as we say, he arrives in Sydney early on Monday. He heads straight to Canberra to lay a wreath at the War Memorial. We also understand that he'll have time out. Excuse my squanching like a rabbit. To go to Gallipoli, of course. Gallipoli is famous in Australian military history. It's a landing in 1915. In which so many Allied soldiers and Turkish soldiers died during that ill-fated Allied campaign. And Anzac Day is the time where Australia and New Zealand remember the landing at Gallipoli, and Prince Harry will take time out to go there to pay his respects.
I think this is the first time I've ever eaten a pepper or capsicum or like an apple. I mean, I've eaten bits of it when I'm cutting it up, but, or in a salad. Much as Australia seems to love the younger royals, when Prince William was here with the Duchess of Cambridge, there was an absolute frenzy of excitement. Oh, he's not up yet, because... Australians like Prince Harry because he's seen here, Rod. It's pretty down to earth. If he was, I'd hear the shower. Oh, I can't bear it. That was my, if you heard that little clicking noise, that's the extractor fan spinning round in the wind. Because it obviously goes through the outside wall. Right. I've made short work of that pepper, unfortunately. I don't know what I'm going to find next. A tomato? Not now, but later on. I've filled this tea a bit full, so I'm just going to tip some of it away. Just a little bit. I'll leave the tea bag in. And that's the extractor fan again. Let's go and get these boxes. They're going in my pocket again. I'm sorry, but you guys... I'll put in the left-hand one. Oh, right. I had tissue in there. And I've got my dressing gown on. My bathroom, as I think the Americans call it. Three lock. Did you put the light on?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm putting the boxes down. Okay. All right. I opened the window, I felt cold. Because I was hot and I couldn't sleep. Huh? It's quite cool in here. It's raining.
It's nice.
Huh?
It's quite...
hot.
Cool, actually.
Oh, shut the top window, Joel. Shut both of you. I have to come back for that last one. I can't manage them all in one go. They're too big. You want the toilet light on?
Do what you want, Merlin.
I'm trying to save energy, that's all. Oh, all right, I'll leave it on then. I didn't know if you meant to leave it on. Right, okay. Let's get down the stairs. Sorry?
You can see the light then?
Yeah, I can today. Sometimes I can't see it. You know, some days I can't see the light at all, but I can today. It's weird. Where is he? Has he woke up yet? Oh, he knows I'm up. I'll take them out in a minute. If I get all my jobs done, then I can have a peaceful rest if I do go to sleep. I'm not having to do them all. I'll just take these two out. Okay. Come on, you two, let's go. Come on, go out. Come on. Come on. Go on, Tootie. Quick. I don't think you're going to be so eager to go out when you've worked it out. It's raining harder now, it's foul. I don't know if you can hear it. Come on, busy, busy boy. It's not very nice at all. Let's see if you can hear it without getting my phone too wet. Dropping it in the rain. It's not raining hard, but it's steadier than it was. And there's still a bird singing. Have you finished? Or are you doing anything else? I hardly doubt it this time of the morning. No, I'm going to hurry up now. Sit. Good boy, go on, in we go. Come on, this way. Oops, I bumped into a chair. Are you blind or something? Go on, in we go, quick. Oh, I can't warm you coming, even though I've got no heating. I've got to wait for him to come in now. There he is. He's not going to stay out there long in that, believe me. Oh, it's horrible. Really horrible. Now, let me do these boxes. I've got two here. Take them out. They have like a leaflet inside them. Both of them. I'm tipping this one upside down. I'm sorry for the sellotape coming off when it's falling down. Stomach. It takes a bit of starting to get it. There we go. Okay. Now. Go. That's that one. I'm using that. Bang against the phone. Try not to let them pick up the leaflets. And off they go. And we're in a horrible weather again. Awful squeaky door. Get ready. Oh, it's horrible out here. It seems a bit messy now. Not even going to go in. lay them on the top like that. I think that they'll take them. If they don't, I shall not be very happy, but... I'll just report it as I missed an election. Two other plastic items to put in there now. Which I forgot about, the bottle and the wipes thing. Is that everything? Oh, that's dry now, so let's put a new bag in there before I forget. Or someone else goes and puts a load of food in there and mucks it all up. Not being picked up, it's domestic waste, and I've got two big wheelie bins for that, and they're not getting picked up till next week, as I did them last week. So there's no rush to get them out. So I'm just doing up the belt of my dressing gown. I made it come undone, and don't really want that coming undone when I'm going outside. It wouldn't be too good, especially when it's raining. I'm sure there's no one out there, but that's not the point. It's cold. He's up doing his exercises, and he does sit-ups and stuff in the mornings, and I really want to start doing his own. I can't do that. This is my exercise. If I do that, I'll be knackered for the rest of the day. See, the birds are waking up now. Good morning, birds. Stop raining a bit. Still a little bit, but... I think there's a shower in there. I've got one more box. Ow, it's hit me by a finger on the door frame. Now, I'm just going to go and have a sip of my chamomile tea. Shall I have a sip of my water? Yeah, I think it's a bit early to feed you lot, is it? I think it probably is a bit. The trouble is, when you get up in the morning and take them out, they expect it. Because they don't know about times, really. They just know about routine. I dictated a text message yesterday and it said something about, I meant to say like, you must have done or something like that. I dictated it and it said, you must have done. And I hate when people say that, because a lot of people think that's really what it is, because of must have. You know, the abbreviation, a must, an apostrophe, V-E. A lot of people don't realise that it's actually must have, as in must have. And it dictated must have, and you know what? I couldn't be bothered to go back and take it out. I left it there. But I do know the difference. And it was one of the things that really annoyed me. Newspapers in. Just use newspapers. I don't think hole. Oh, can I? Can I? I might even try, because everything's going to fall down. Yeah, my dad's friend, Phil, he's got cerebral palsy, and he goes around in one of those mobility scooters, and every week he brings me down a box of newspapers, or sometimes two. I don't know where he gets them from, they're not with his. And he has them for phone calls, I think. And the reason I can't even do this now, I'm just going to put it out as it is. I could stand on it, I believe, but I'm not even going to use them to do that. I use them for my cat's litter tray because it's a lot cheaper than buying litter and it's a lot less messy. Because if they get litters, I used to use wood pellet litter, like wood shavings. As it gets wet, it dissolves into sawdust. And then, I hope I don't drop my phone now. Take that like that. The main wall starts to liven up, so everyone's got that there. Yeah, they'd get it on their feet and put it all around the floor, and it was so hard to hoover up. It made such a mess. It's not in our house here because they've got their separate room, but there's one of them. Talk of the devils. Let her out, that's Pinky. I don't normally let her out this time of the morning, but I'm going to be up for a while because I've got to dialyse. And I'm going to do their tray, but I'm not doing that audio boo. Come on, because this is long enough as it is. I'm just going to quickly feed the dogs, I think, to get them off my case. And then I will upload this and go upstairs probably. Two for you here. Would you go upstairs? Nile only gets a little bit of just for his tablet. He's not in the shower yet because I'm in the cupboard where it's a walk-in cupboard. It's where the fuse board is, and when someone's in the shower, it makes a buzzing sound. Right, Mammy, toof toof. There you go. I'll give him dry food in the morning because I haven't got a lot of dog food at the moment. Due to circumstances, my car being a lot because someone got hold of the details. Go as far as it can. Although he's not going to eat that. If he doesn't, I'll put it away and he can have it when I get up again later on. Oh, he's happy. I don't want you eating it, Pinky, because it's got anti-seizure tablets in it. Niall! Go away. I need more water. Sit. Go on. He's like, there's no tomorrow, honestly. Maybe there isn't, who knows? He's always like that, it's not like that. You get days when he drinks a lot, he's always been like that. There you go, he's pretty full already. He only has like a handful in the morning. There's quite a lot of night, though. Okay. Something to keep him going, plus it serves the purpose of getting him to take his tablet easily. There. Now, I'm going to take my cup of tea and sit down for a few minutes and drink it. I bet she wants to go back in her room already. This is what she's like. Do you want to go back in? She does. You're like a blue-ass fly, madam. Come on, in you go, quick. She's back in. There you go. She really is like a blue-ass fly. upload this now. And I'll be back later and read out with my ABC challenge for day two. I hope I get some sleep though, because I'm a bit tired now. Oh, I paused it. I locked it.
Unlock. Button. Unlock. Pause recording. Button. 24 minutes. Pause recording. Button.